Hey there, have your 2024 content marketing efforts stalled already? If you answered yes, book a content strategy call with me to uncover the roadblocks that may be holding you back. Visit contentmarketingschoolonline.com to book your content strategy call and check out the other resources while you're there. That's contentmarketingschoolonline.com. Richmond, welcome to Content Marketing School, where we will dive into content marketing strategies specifically for coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs. Discover how effective content marketing can elevate your brand and grow your business. And if you enjoy the show, don't forget to hit that follow button. Hi, I'm Annette Richmond. Welcome to Content Marketing School. I want to share a very quick tip about your LinkedIn profile, something you may or may not know about. As we all know, LinkedIn comes out with new features, new abilities for us every single day. And sometimes we stumble upon them. Sometimes we hear about them from others. So one of my friends was looking at my profile the other day. I had just revamped it and he was checking it out for me. And he asked me, how did I come up with a wall of videos? My activity section is set to show my videos rather than any other type of content. Sometime last year, LinkedIn changed the activity section on our LinkedIn profiles. So instead of just seeing posts all kind of jumbled together, we were able to see them separately. So you can click on a button and see all the posts. You can click on the button and see all the videos, all the comments that person has made, etc. Now, most people who aren't aware of what I'm going to talk to you about just have it set on posts. And so all of the posts that they have done over the last, weeks are seen on their profile. However, what I want to mention, if you want to show all of your videos or maybe all of your images or maybe all of your document or slider posts, you can set your profile to show that to people who visit it. All you need to do is click on the little pencil next to create a post on the upper right corner of your activity section. When you do that, a little box will come up asking you what content do you want to show first? And you have your choice. You can click to show your posts first, your comments, your videos, all of your images or your articles or your newsletter or events or your document posts. And you click on whichever one you want people to see and then just click save. So when people come to my profile, I want them to see my videos. So I have it set up so that's what they're looking at, my videos. If you come to my profile, you will see the videos, but you will also have the opportunity, if you would rather, say, see what events I might have coming up. You can click on events and you would see the events that have recently ended. And if you keep looking down, you will see events that are coming up. So this is an opportunity to really personalize your LinkedIn profile so that when people come there, you are showcasing whatever it is that you want to be known for. Since one of the things that I work with clients are is creating videos, videos are something that I want to showcase. If perhaps you are someone who helps people create events, you might want to have your set to events. And again, if I go on someone else's LinkedIn profile, I can click and see the different types of content. However, we have the ability to show visitors to our profile what we want to be known for. Thanks again for joining me for this episode of Content Marketing School. See you next time. Thanks for tuning into the Content Marketing Show with me, Annette Richmond. If today's insights have inspired and resonated with you, please share this episode. And if you haven't already, hit the follow button to keep learning and growing with us. Wait, before you go, are you struggling to create original content because you don't know what to say? Download a copy of 25 content ideas to kickstart your social media posts for people who don't know what to say. Use the link in the show notes or visit contentmarketingschoolonline.com. That's contentmarketingschoolonline.com.